ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायण नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नस्तप्रयेष्व भद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्ति भवती नैष्ठिकी श्रीमद्भागवतम 4 canto chapter 9 ध्रुव महाराज रिटर्न होम टेक्स्ट 24, 42, 43, 45 and 45th we read together, starting with the 42. Tam drisbo pavana piyasham ayam tam tarasa rata avaruya nripas turnam asadya prema vivalaha parirebhe gajam durdhyam dirgot kanta manasvasam vishvakshenangri samparsham atashishaga bandhanam. Translation. Upon seeing Dhruva Maharaj approaching the neighboring small forest, King Uttanapad with great haste got down from his chariot. He had been very anxious for a long time to see his son Dhruva, and therefore with great love and affection he went forward to embrace his long-lost boy. Breathing very heavily, the king embraced him with both arms. But Dhruva Maharaj was not the same as before. He was completely sanctified by spiritual advancement due to having been touched by the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 44. Ata jigram muhur murdni shitai nayana baribhi snapayam asatanayam jatot dama manoratama. Translation. Reunion with Dhruva Maharaj fulfilled King Uttanapada's long cherished desire, and for this reason he smelled Dhruva's head again and again and bathed him with torrents of very cold tears. Cold thoughts from Srila Prabhupada. By nature's way, when a man cries, there may be two causes. When one cries in great happiness upon the fulfillment of some desire, the tears coming forth from the eyes are very cold and pleasing. Whereas, tears in times of distress are very hot. Now we can read together the text number 45. Abhivandya pitu pado asirbish chabi mantritaha nanama mataro shirshna sat ritaha Saj Janagrani Abhivandya Pitu Pado Ashirbish Chabimantrita Nanama Mataro Shirshna Sakrita Saj Janagrani Abhivandya pitu pado Ashirbish chabimantrikah Nanama Mataro Sheshuna Sakritaha Tachanagrani Abhivandya Pitu Pado Ashirvish Chabimantrita Nanama Mataro Sheshuna Sakritaha Sachanagrani. Abhivandya, worshipping Pituhu of his father, Padu, the feet, Ashirbhi, with benedictions, Cha and Abhimantrita, was addressed. Nanama, about Mataro, to his two mothers, Shirshna, with his head, Sakritaha, was honored, Satjana, of the nobles, Agranihi, the foremost. Translation and purpose by the Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Then Dhruva Maharaj, the foremost of all nobles, first of all, offered his obeisances at the feet of his father and was honored by his father with various questions. He then bowed his head at the feet of his two mothers. Please repeat. Then Dhruva Maharaj, the foremost of all nobles, first of all, offered his obeisances at the feet of his father,
and was honored
by his fathers with various questions. He then bowed his head at the feet of his two mothers. It may be questioned why Dhruva Maharaj offered his respect not only to his mother, but also to his stepmother, due to whose insults he had to leave home. The answer is that after achieving perfection by self-realization and seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, Dhruva Maharaj was completely free from all contamination of material desire. Feelings of insult or honor in this material world are never perceived by a devotee. Lord Chaitanya therefore says that one has to be humbler than the grass, and he recommends more tolerant than the tree to execute devotional service. Dhruva Maharaj therefore has in this verse been described as Sat Janagranihi, the foremost of noble men. The pure devotee is the noblest of all, and he has no feelings of animosity towards anyone. Duality due to animosity is a creation of this material world. There is no such thing in the spiritual world, which is the absolute reality. This is the end of the wonderful book of Sri Prabhupada. Om Madhyana Timiranda Siyanjanjama Shalakam Chak Surumritamina Tasmei Sri Gurubhima. I was born in darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master offered. Open my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisance to you. Mukam karoti vachalam pangun langrati vima kripatamam pande sri guru dinakaranam paramananda madam sri chaitanya ishram. Namam vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale sri mati bhakti vidanta swami kyanme namaste sarasvati devi gauravani prachare nene visheshuni vaya paschati adeshatayam. Pancha kalpa rubhyascha kripasimirubhyavacha patitanam pavaneva vaishnavita namurama. Let us offer respectful wasteful Vaishnava devotee of the Lord, who are just like exactly fulfilling the desire of everyone with full compassion and fully conditioned ocean of mercy. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sarvita Karadara Shivasta Gaura Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. So these are these wonderful verses, 42, 43, 44, 45. And we're meditating especially in this 45, which he glorified Dhruva Maharaj as Agrani, Sajjana Agrani, the noblest, the foremost of all nobles. The foremost of all nobles, you see. Because he has seen the Supreme Lord. That's why he's so noble personality. He has seen the Lord in such a short time, which cannot imitate, impossible. Dhruva Maharaj has got this blessing by his spiritual master, Narada Muni. He was very determined. Now he passed the test. Narada Muni testing, telling, you are too young, you cannot do it. But he was very determined to satisfy his desire to take some step, because he's been somewhat offended by his stepmother. So he wanted to retaliate by asking to God, to Krishna, something, big plan, the biggest of his grandfather, see, biggest than Brahma, you can imagine. And then he was prepared to sacrifice, to do so many austerities, so many difficult tasks, like eating just food in the beginning, then after some days dry leaf, then after some day only water, then no more water, then only air, then no air. So you cannot limit it toward it's such a self-realized. Krishna was giving because he was serious and very, you know, dedicated to the instruction of the spiritual master. So it was successful. See. Then it became the Sajjana Agrani, Sajjana Agranini, you know, the noble. And one particular point which Prabhupada very much details in this purport about, he was not contaminated by the duality of insult or honor. Now, this is very difficult to overcome. Now, when we are not completely realized, so we have the result of insult, we want to retaliate, we want to revenge, we want to feel pain, we feel, you know, neglected and kind of not considered. You know? And then the honor is also touched, you see. But at this stage of Dhruva Maharaj realization, he was not seen stepmother or mother, but he was well-wished to everyone, you know, being blessed by the Lord. And this is a strategy, it's a very good weapon to utilize for our career, for our progress in Krishna consciousness, to learn to, just like the verse again and again we are hearing and we are reading in the Prabhupada books and lecture, that we should accept whatever comes, if it is a difficult thing, as the mercy of the Lord, you know, and being worthy of more kind of punishment or more chastisement, and not the complain or lament, because what else is there? There is no alternative. Krishna said, "Tanti tikshasa bharata," you have to tolerate. But what else is there? No? Okay. If you, I mean, Krishna consciousness is the topmost alternative. Nothing is higher. No? Going back to Krishna, and this is the path, the bhakti yoga perfection. Path marga, no, bhakti marga, and so this is it's worth paying the price, whatever it takes, whatever sacrifice, whatever austerity, tolerance, because after all, we're reading this special pages, this like video page, we can see how things are happening by the clear description, how Dhruva is approaching, and it was welcomed by his father, so many questions, you know. He was honored by the question. So actually, this is very, very nice, deep feeling, sentiment. You see, you meet someone after a long time, and he's honoring you with the question, you know, where have you been, what have you done? So you feel, oh, well, there is a meaning of the conversation. So, I mean, not that, because after all, we have to become more and more personal, you know, in our journey. That we are, every day we are praying to the Lord, give me the service. The more we are attentive to this prayer, the more personal this relation intensifies. So, and then it became into shape, takes shape amongst dealing with the devotees, of the Lord. You know, how you behave with devotees, or you are dealing of all concern. Now, like we summarize it, force our mind to just like follow the example of the bee, honeybee, who is looking just for the nectar, good things, not like the fly that is with the untouched thing and dirty things. So we, again and again, we are training our mind to see this good quality due to the influence of the great personality. Like in our mind we are studying the behavior through Maharaj. You know, at this time when he was, 6 months before, he was very touching, he lips quivering, and he was very much insulted, in fact insulted, you see, by his mother. But it was an innocent attempt, very innocent. 5 years, wanted to go on the lap of the father. What is wrong? What is wrong with that? Nothing. But, you know, the mother could some rugby because malice feeling, he was denying, you know, say, injustice, it's an injustice, you know, because he has another son, Uttam, I think it's Uttam, and that she wanted her son to become next king. So that she saw in that, and the drover didn't have that motivation, didn't want to approach the father just with the ambition to become a king, just an affectionate, you know, way of dealing. No, very natural way of behaving toward the father, you see. But was misunderstood by material desire, by the envy of the stepmother. You see. But still, you know, Dhruva didn't get any punishment because he was innocent, but he got great reward. You see. He said a great reward for just by sacrificing, you know, his tongue, his time and everything, you know, the ear, breathing. He got such a reward. It's a topmost, no? Swami Kirtakumis Varam Nyayachi. He was looking for broken glass, and then he got the most, valuable jewel, you know, the darshan of Krishna. Actually, also, we can feel that we are rewarded, you know, by seeing the Lord every day, blessing, daily blessing by seeing the Lord. No? No different. Dashri Radha Madhavi, Radha Madhava, Radha Madhava, Sakti Vrinde, Iri Govardhana, Rukshita, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Madhavi. So we have the freedom, no? To see Radha Madhava. Wonderful, wonderful opportunity. You can see now, and throughout the day, no? Serve, cooking for Radha Madhava, broadcasting the glories, displaying the glories of Radha Madhava. Many activities, garland for Radha Madhava, glorification, printing books for Radha Madhava. Of course, it's always connected with Guru and Krishna. It's not only one side. And then you forget that Radha Madhava is coming because Srila Prabhupada invited to come. You know, it was kind of a recommendation. If you come here, then they will serve you. Please come. You see, but we have to make sure that, you know, this welcome is always there every day. Try our best. You know? Even though we may feel an excuse, sometimes it's an excuse. No, I cannot do this. But Prabhupada said, impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. Because Prabhupada was demanding something which, materially speaking, appear to be impossible. No? Actually. But Prabhupada showed that even in the most fallen places, he delivered so many impossible cases. Many, there is no, you know, just like one devotee told that when his father went to Srila Prabhupada and he was telling him, my son is this, give so many kind of data about him. And Prabhupada said, don't worry, we will fix him up. Kind of, you know, whatever imperfection, whatever things you may worry about your son, there is chance that there is a kind of remedy. The remedy is there. Now, fix him up. Now, that is our goal. No? We fix our mind in Krishna, you know, every day, chanting the first activity, very confident. The very first thing we can do, Krishna is allowing us to do, fix our mind in Krishna, our preparation nicely. Now, that determines all the days will manifest by the intensity of this willingness of serving Krishna and doing it, you know, not only in theory, you know, but just moving physically, you know, mentally, all all the energy that Krishna giving, after all, no? Once answer Vaisa Prabhupada's questions, giving all facility, all the assistance. There is nothing that Krishna is not giving, in one sense. No? We cannot pick up, oh, this Krishna didn't give me. First of all, Prabhupada said, first desire and then desire. I think it's in line. The real line is like this. First deserve, let me do something which he may award you with some honor, even though the devotee doesn't expect that result, but that just coming immediately in the mind, like Madhavendra Puri, when Lord Gopinath was stealing that kheer for Madhavendra Puri. Then the pujari went around the market. What is Madhavendra Puri? Come, the Lord is taking, killing it for you. By Krishna's, by the tricks of Gopinath. Yes, some tricks. He just hide one pot for his devotee who was not even begging food. Person, not even asking. He was just waiting. Whenever food comes, I take. So much so that Krishna himself stole the kheer for his devotee Madhavendra Puri. So much love was there. Madhavendra Puri for Krishna and Krishna for Madhavendra Puri. Such an exchange, sharing the emotion and sentiment, the appreciation. No? You see, the devotee, sooner or later we have to. And we have to wish to aspire for that time that we just concentrate 100%. Now we have to try to make more percent for Krishna and less for us. Or the best thing is, like we say in that mantra when we make a fire sacrifice, everything for Krishna, nothing for me. Annamama, I think it's it. An Krishna. So everything for this is for Krishna and it's not for me. For me, nothing. From Krishna is. So that has to come. You see? Because I have to come. Sooner or later, it has to come. Even though I'm not prepared, it takes time, I'm not your devotee. Well, so many conditions are put in between the path of pure devotion. So many conditions. But this is against our interest. You see? We put in so many conditions of not wanting to surrender, who is to be blamed? Nothing but ourselves. No one but ourselves. No one else. No one else. No? Or because it's raining, or because it's snowing, or because it's too hot, or because it's too cold. And to whom you deprive? You deprive your soul. Your real self. The body takes advantages, is becoming in charge. Now, when there is some condition or not wanting to do that service which is supposed to do, that means you have become defeated. Defeated by the body, by the senses, by the mind especially. Especially by the mind, always try to, you know, some kalpa vikalpa to take over the driving. You know, you become the driver and you are the passenger sitting behind, and the mind is going, and the driver going wherever he wants, not listening. No, I want to go to the temple. No, let me go to the liquor shop. And then, if you are not strong, then you allow the mind to take over. And then you'll be disappointed. Then, by learning this lesson of you, Samurai Krishna again will repeat. You know, you have to become sober, you have to, you know, the deep, actually, in so many ways, you know, directly Krishna from the scripture, Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, the spiritual master, the purport, the lecture by other devotees. You know, some or other, we have to, at least, all devotees are friends. You see? Like, there's a nice verse in the third canto, Tichava Karunika. Surida sarvadehinam ajatra vat ajata shatravashanta sadunansa dubushma. It's a nice verse. Now, Lord Kapila Deva giving the qualities of the devotee. What qualities? So we can somehow rather make our internal x-ray to see, I've got this, I'm developing this, more increasing the percentage of tolerance, of, you know, enthusiasm, sense control. By the example of great soul, or the great Mahatma, we have an example. It's not that we're just like fooling everything on us and we don't know which way to go. No, we are kind of trying to say, confused. Not like this. Dira Satana Muyate, that will come. If you wish, there is a way. If there is a wish, there is a way. Where there is a wish, there is a way. So, just in case sometime happen, you feel so helpless. It's the material nature so strong, no? Confusing, no? The energy of confusion. No? Still, you can desire that. Nobody can take it away. Because where the desire come from? That come from the soul. So, I desire, I want to go back to Krishna and become pure devotee, or I don't care about what is my destination, I just want to serve my spiritual master. Again and again, I want to come back and work to serve my Guru Maharaj. Just the freedom to desire. To desire. That freedom is there. When you desire, because individuality is there, nobody can take it away. So, eternality is there. So, eternally individual, so eternally you've got your personality, and that manifests in the desire, what you want, is it for Krishna, or how much you have got that, you know, purity and attachment for Guru and Krishna, you know, that get intensified. It's a training, day after day, moment after moment. It's a great loss. If you waste what? Wasting time is a great loss. One moment cannot be repaid back by million of golden coin. That is Chanakya Pandi saying, great, you know, great moralists. So, the time is so valuable. And you can never repent when you use the time for serving Krishna. But you repent when you waste your time. That's the thing. So Dhruva Maharaj was very fixed. He knew what he wants. Even though he was materially motivated, still, he went to Krishna. He asked, he wanted to that Krishna would fulfill his desire. That was his, kind of determination. So, yeah. If we had, in one sense, the example is given by Srila Prabhupada, he has the determination, the dridavrata. Dridavrata. That he wants to please his spiritual master. So when you want to please the spiritual master, it comes also that Krishna's please, because it's mentioned that, you know, yasya prasada bhagava prasada yasya prasada nakati kutopi. You know, but please the spiritual master, then you please Bhagavan, please Krishna. No, not that you directly jump. How Dhruva becomes successful? Because he pleased Narada Muni. He gave instruction, do like this, and he followed. No other direction, straight. No? Like a lamp in a windless place does not waver. So, the same way, the determination, that's how we achieve the freedom from material desire. So, because it is said just before we're talking about the desire come from the soul, but then it is mixed up with the material energy, then don't think that whatever desire you have, it comes from the soul. Because, first of all, there are pure desire, mixed desire, tamaguna, rajaguna, sattva guna. So we have to, some or other, by the shastra, by evidence, by great soul, we have to see if this desire is going to please Krishna or me. Now, because spiritual desire means pleasing Krishna, and material desire is pleasing body, the sense, the mind, now the ego, like this, the false honor. But this is not so easy also. Like person very qualified to do something, and all of a sudden he finds out that is not being understood by other, and is being somewhere other dishonored, humiliated. How you feel? You feel hurt. You feel hurt. But that is not the motivation. Reason. That's not the reason that we should give up the service under any condition. Like Prabhupada was asking so many help from his God brother, this place, that place, this. And at the end he said, I'm not going to give up. Either I got the help or not getting the help, doesn't matter. I ask, so if he comes, good, well and good. If he doesn't come, I just carry on. I'm not the person to stop my service to my Guru Maharaj. Now, this is a success. Like an illiterate or illiterate Brahmin who was not knowing how to read, but he was turning the page of the Bhagavad Gita and doing it, you know, in his own way. But then Lord Chaitanya said, because others were making fun of him, you know, oh Brahmin, how is he reading the Bhagavad Gita? So he was not answering because he knew they were making fun of him. No, but the spiritual master told me to read the Bhagavad Gita every day in chapter. You see, that's the story, you know, this happening, you know, this is in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So the Lord Chaitanya came there in Sri Lanka, and then he asked, well, Brahmin, how is he reading the Bhagavad Gita? But the Brahmin answered because he knew that Lord Chaitanya didn't tell that, was not making fun of him, was not criticizing him. He felt the vibration. So somebody felt some the words of shelter, you see, got some kind of reawakening, that hope, oh, someone is coming to help me. Yeah. And then he just explained that my spiritual master told me to read, but I'm literate, I cannot read, so what to do? He said, I see, Lord Chaitanya said, I see your crying sometimes. Why? Yeah, because when I just turn the page, I just envision this picture, you know, this kind of revelation, that Krishna is driving the chariot of his devotee, of Arjuna. Even though Arjuna should drive and Krishna should sit, but still, out of love for his devotee, then Krishna is taking the position of serving the devotee. So, and we have elaborated about this sentiment of Krishna toward the devotee, how much he loves. The devotees are very dear to Krishna, so Krishna is, you know, serving the devotees. But the devotee doesn't want to be served by Krishna, so then there is, what to do. At one point, Arjuna Espa said that, okay, you become. But, and then he was crying for this reason, because he could see that Krishna was serving his devotee, even if everyone served Krishna. Everyone is serving to Krishna by constitution. When you are pure devotee, then if Krishna wants, he make all the arrangements. So this thought were in the mind of the so-called illiterate Brahmin. So then Lord Chaitanya began to smile and said, Brahmin, your reading of Bhagavad Gita is perfect. You see, even though you didn't know the words, but the purity was there anyway. Even if there was no training for reading, because reading after all is a mechanical thing, to learn how to read, it's just pick up. But that doesn't mean one understands. There are so many prophets, there are so many politicians, so many scholars, Sanskrit, Trivedi, Chaturvedi. They read but they don't understand, because they're not devotees. So devotees is higher than the level of grammatical understanding and Sanskrit or whatever. So, because devotion is, you know, it's a blessing. You know? The devotee was blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Reading the Bhagavad Gita is perfect because you understood that Krishna become, you know, he take charge of the devotee's life. So, how much time? Thank you. Any question? Samaveta Bhattavinda Kija, Srila Prabhupada Kija, Shirada Madhava Ji Ki Jai, Nishinga Bhagavan Ki Jai, Prahlad Maharaj Ki Jai, Shri Panchatattva Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande Hari Bol.